This is 88.5 NEPM. Massachusetts energy budgets and 2026 politics loom over Governor Healey's state address. I'm Carrie Healey, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We've got Ella Adams from the State House News Service on the line. Thanks for being here, Ella.
Thanks for having me, Carrie.
Massachusetts House members will gather for private meetings this week to discuss legislation aimed at lowering energy costs while balancing clean energy goals. In November, lawmakers hit pause on energy affordability legislation after environmental groups objected to rollbacks of existing decarbonization mandates. So, Ella, what has changed over the last few months to put this issue back before lawmakers this week?
You know, I would say maybe not what's changed, but what has remained, which is the affordability part of this issue. Utility expenses specifically are top of mind for people in Massachusetts right now. High energy prices and some volatility are part of the cost of living pressures that people are feeling, and residents and businesses pay some of the highest energy prices in the country. At the same time, the House is pondering this. The Department of Public Utilities is in the midst of an investigation into delivery charges on electric and gas bills in Massachusetts to try to understand why bills can be so volatile. And Governor Healey's energy affordability legislation is also before lawmakers, and she's been a supporter of the push for decarbonization as well. And that's a topic we might see her touch on during her State of the Commonwealth address on Thursday as well.
What are Massachusetts lawmakers hoping to achieve with energy legislation to try to balance lower bills and strict clean energy mandates?
Yeah, I think the balance part is key there. At the same time, the state needs to get costs under control. Lawmakers also have to figure out what the future of the 2030 climate mandates is. We don't know really what that kind of balance looks like yet because of the back and forth and the push and pull that we've seen, especially because the federal administration is making, in some cases, climate mandates potentially a difficult thing to reach.
Yeah, you mentioned the State of the Commonwealth address. That annual event is scheduled for Thursday. Now, in the audience, we are expecting to see lawmakers, special guests, and a slightly injured but recovering Speaker of the House, Ron Mariano, who fell recently. What is this tradition meant to accomplish? What role does it play in shaping the legislative agenda?
Yeah, so this is traditionally a preview of the governor's priorities moving into the new year. I wouldn't say it shapes her priorities, but it gives us an idea of what her messaging might be like about certain focuses. It also so happens that this year is an election year. So this one is a bit of a campaign speech for Healey. It gives her a pretty major platform to kick off the year with whatever she wants to talk about. How specific will she get? That's a great question. And this year, considering she's in campaign mode, we'll be watching, you know, how hard will she hit against the Trump administration? How much will she hone in on affordability specifically?
Yeah, I want to come back to that. Governor Healey last year promised efficiency and fiscal restraint in her speech as costs rose and federal aid faded. With next year's projected tax growth in the state barely beating inflation, what are we expecting to hear? How will she characterize the challenges ahead this time?
Yeah, I mean, if we didn't already know, the state is in a fiscally pressured time. It's starting to build its fiscal 2027 budget. That projected tax growth is barely going to beat inflation. You know, the budget managers who came to that agreement said that tax growth projections kind of assume the full impacts of tax cuts that are associated with the Trump administration. The governor has pointed to the Trump administration since last year as, you know, the major reason why the state might be facing funding challenges. The federal administration is a reason the state has passed some policy or put guidelines in place, you know, protecting people or programs in Massachusetts. I think you can expect her to maybe characterize the challenge ahead by perhaps pointing a finger at Trump and honing in on how Massachusetts, you know, has been, quote unquote, fighting back, and on her message of affordability as we see the entire nation struggle with costs.
And we'll be watching that on Thursday evening. You mentioned campaign mode. We did begin the month with just over 300 days to go before the 2026 gubernatorial election. Incumbent Democratic Governor Maura Healey and Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll are running for their second terms in office. Are we likely to hear reaction or a response to the State of the Commonwealth address this week from declared Republican challengers, Ella?
Yes. There is almost certainly always a Republican counter address by the Mass GOP anyway. But Healey's gubernatorial challengers, all three Republicans, are very active when it comes to social media, when it comes to sending statements to the press about issues they have with Healey or with Massachusetts Democrats in general. I think it's safe to say that we'll at least hear some chatter from them after she gives her speech. Again, this is sort of a campaign speech. So of course, those campaigning parallel to her will have something to say about it.
Absolutely. Ella Adams is a reporter at the Statehouse News Service in Boston. Ella, thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the Statehouse. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from NEPM at our website. That's NEPM.org/podcast. This is 88.5 NEPM.